Hello, this is Dr. Gary here with you again. You know, most people think of food in terms of calories, protein, fat, carbs, labels, numbers, macros, control. But in the quiet spaces of ancient traditions and in the deep knowing of your own body, there's a different truth. Food is not just fuel, it's frequency. It's medicine. Not just for the body, but for your entire energy field, your emotions, and your soul. Today, I want to explore with you what it truly means to treat nutrition as energy medicine, and how the way you eat can either cloud your connection or elevate your consciousness. Because when you eat in alignment with your energetic blueprint, everything begins to change. What is energy medicine? Let's start here. Energy medicine is the understanding that the body isn't just biochemical, it's bioenergetic. You're not just bones and blood, you are vibration. Every cell, every organ, every thought radiates frequency. And just like your body emits energy, so does your food. Think about this. A fresh piece of fruit, ripened by the sun, still holding the pulse of life, versus a box snack, ultra-processed, chemically preserved, untouched by light or air. Now, both might have the same number of calories, but energetically, they're not even close. High-vibration foods are alive. They still carry the energy of the earth, the sun, the water. They include fresh fruits and vegetables, sprouted grains, herbs and medicinal plants, clean water, nuts and seeds in their raw form, wild-caught or ethically raised animal products, if that aligns with you. These foods do more than nourish the body. They raise your frequency. They support clarity, intuitive connection, and cellular healing. Low vibration foods are energetically heavy. Highly processed snacks, refined sugars and flours, artificial sweeteners, factory farmed animal products, foods made or consumed in emotional chaos. These create energetic static, interfering with your ability to feel, to sense, to have intuition. It's not about good or bad. It's about alignment. How does this food make your energy feel after you eat it? Let's talk about something science is finally catching up to. Your gut is not just a digestive organ. It's an intuitive, emotional center. The enteric nervous system, the second brain, lives in your gut. It contains over 100 million neurons and communicates directly with your brain and nervous system. Isn't that amazing? That gut feeling isn't a metaphor. It's energy intelligence. And when your gut is inflamed or imbalanced from low vibrational foods, it's not just digestion that suffers. It's intuition, mood, clarity, and even your spiritual connection. So, when we heal the gut with energetically aligned nutrition, we don't just feel better physically. We open the channel to higher guidance. Every chakra, the energetic centers of the body, has a nutritional counterpart. When we eat intuitively and energetically, we can nourish specific energy centers. For example, the root chakra, grounding foods like beets, root vegetables, protein. The sacral chakra, oranges, sweet potatoes, water-rich fruits. The solar plexus chakra, whole grains, fermented foods, digestion-friendly herbs. The heart chakra, leafy greens, cacao, and berries. The throat chakra, hydrating soups, herbal teas, blueberries. The third eye chakra, the brow chakra, dark berries, omega-3s, raw cacao. The crown chakra, fasting, light meals, breath work instead of food. When your chakras are supported nutritionally, your energy begins to stabilize and flow more freely. Conscious eating, frequency and practice. Let's not forget that how you eat is just as important as what you eat. If you eat in a rush, if you eat with guilt, distraction, or emotional suppression, that energy becomes part of the meal. Try this. Pause before you eat. Breathe. Bless the food. Ask, what part of me is asking to be nourished? Chew slowly. Be present and feel. This turns your meal into a healing ritual, not a habit. Now here's the fascinating part. When you begin eating in alignment with your energy body, your cravings change. You stop craving numbness. You start craving light. You'll begin to feel what food your body needs, not because of a rule book, but because of resonance. You may still want comfort. That's okay. But you'll know how to comfort yourself with foods that truly nourish, not just distract. If you're ready to begin nourishing not just your body, but your energy field, I invite you to visit drgarydanko.com. There, you'll find a growing library of free activations, which are short, powerful audio journeys designed to support you in quitting smoking, balancing your energy, manifesting abundance, healing emotional patterns, and yes, reconnecting with the body's innate intelligence. These are not meditations in the traditional sense. They're vibrational tools, guided experiences that speak directly to the subconscious and help shift the way you think, feel, and receive support on every level. Whether you're struggling with eating patterns, energy fatigue, emotional eating, or you simply want to feel more attuned and alive, there's an activation there waiting for you. You don't have to figure it all out through discipline or restriction. You can let the energy lead. So, let me ask you, what if your next meal wasn't about guilt or control or fixing anything? What if it was about feeding your field? What if each bite was a choice to raise your vibration, to support your healing, to say to your body, I'm listening now? Because food is memory, food is energy, and food, when aligned, is medicine for the soul. In our next episode, we'll explore detoxing the body and energy field, how to clear not just the toxins, but stuck emotional and energetic residue that keeps you foggy, heavy, and blocked. Until then, breathe deeply, eat slowly, and remember, your body is not just a vessel, it's a temple. Feed it accordingly.